figuratively, because I grew up in Jonesboro, Georgia. I was a tubby little kid, and the only air-conditioned building in the town was the library. Also, they had books, and books changed my life. It's the reason why a little girl growing up in a small South Georgia town was able to write books of her own and travel around the world and meet wonderful people like Annie and Emily. How fantastic were those kids tonight, right? How old do you feel right now seeing those kids up there? Yeah, I hate them too. But here's the thing. If you like kids, I don't like kids, but I want them to grow up to be taxpayers. If you like kids, you want them to read. Kids who read do better in school. If they do better in school, they're better citizens. They stay out of our juvenile court system. They stay out of trouble. They listen to their parents occasionally. They go to college. When they graduate college, they pay higher taxes because they have better jobs. So that is something that, whether you're a Republican or a Libertarian or a Democrat or a Socialist, that you can agree with. It's such a small investment to invest in the library. Kids who read develop pathways in their brains that kids who do not read never develop. There's a finite amount of time when kids can learn to be readers, and we need to encourage that. And if you're like me, and you're lucky, you can get all the books you want, you don't have to worry about whether or not you're gonna feed the cat, feed yourself, and be able to buy a hardcover book. The library is so important to so many people, especially with the economy in trouble. And in my town, which is part of the DeKalb County Library Foundation, they've actually cut the numbers that they're giving to the libraries. They've cut the budgets. So it went from $1 million to buy books to $300,000 just to keep the doors open. And so what we're doing here is we're raising money to help the DeKalb system. We're raising money, so there's a donation box out there. Maybe don't get an extra drink, give some extra money for a kid. And think about the kids up here when you do that, and think about the kids in your neighborhood and how much you need them to stay out of the juvenile justice system. 60% of kids in the juvenile system are functionally illiterate. So think about that, and think about how important it is that we make them readers. So without further ado, I'm gonna introduce Indigo Girls. Thank you.